The NAACP is holding its 110th National Convention in Detroit starting this weekend. The National Association for the Advancement of Colored People was founded in 1909 and was instrumental in many of the historic changes in civil rights for all people in the U.S. While it's called the oldest and boldest civil rights organization, some question whether the NAACP is as bold as it could be. While Black Lives Matter activists are fighting police brutality in the streets of America, the NAACP is better known for working within the system. Does that work in the current political atmosphere? Are young people interested in being active in the NAACP these days? Joining us now via Skype is the National Youth Works Committee appointee and youth vice president for the Michigan State Conference of the NAACP, Kyra Mitchell. Welcome to the program.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Well, let's jump right into it. Why would a young activist want to join the NAACP?
So for me personally, I joined the community I'm from. I'm from Saginaw, Michigan, originally, and just seeing the different struggles that we had throughout our community and the work that the NAACP was doing, not only in our community, but across the country, and the work that they have done in the past is what interested me. Civil rights has always been a passion of mine and will continue to be a passion of mine. And I was able to get like a foot in the door fighting for civil rights through the NAACP.
You know, Black Lives Matter is taking its anger and its outrage about race and justice issues to the street some of the times. Does that, or how does that, complement the work of the NAACP?
I think that it complements it well because the Black Lives Matter movement isn't the only movement that is doing organizations and protests in the streets. We've also had our own. But I think those protests and movements they do within the streets bring highlights and it brings media attention to it while we can work together to create the policies and get the actual changes put into legislation.
President Donald Trump has been in the news because of racist tweets regarding four members of Congress who are women of color, including Representative Rashida Tlaib of Michigan. What does it tell you when the leader of the country is telling people of color to go back to where they came from?
To me personally, it tells me that he not necessarily doesn't have a respect for the office that he holds, but he feels as though he can say whatever he wants to say and he won't be held accountable for that. But I think there also is too a strategy that a lot of news rooms have touched on, that there's a strategy to his ploy to get his movement going. I personally don't agree with it at all, but it is uncovering a lot of the racism that likes to stay hidden in America. And then when we are able to bring that racism to light and it shines in a lot more overt rather than covert racism, we are able to fight it a lot better than when it's hidden. And I think Donald Trump is bringing a lot of that racism back out in America, because when he says let's make America great again, what he's really saying is let's make America hate again.
When a person of color is seeing a large percentage of white America claiming that the racist statements that were made were not racist, how do you respond to that?
My response, honestly, is that unless you are able to be in that person of color's shoes, you won't really understand what they've gone through. If you don't experience racism on an everyday basis, if you had never had to experience discrimination and different things like that, that go into those terms of intersectionality, you can never really say what would be racist and what isn't racist if you haven't gone through those experiences. Because if you don't know what it feels like, you can't say what it feels like to somebody else. Because unless you've lived in their shoes, you've walked a mile in them, you can't honestly understand what their experience has been.
Yeah, as I mentioned earlier, the NAACP is known for working within the system, working with presidents in the past, Congress in the past. Does the NAACP have that kind of influence with government it once did?
I still believe that, yes, we do have that influence that we want to. Leaders reach out to us. We reach out to leaders. We have working relationships with a lot of leadership in government. We're working to get a lot of policies created and have created a lot of policies. So I do think that we still do have a good relationship and a good forefront within the government systems.
You know, a long time ago, I had a lengthy conversation on a park bench with then NAACP President Benjamin Hooks, and this would have been in the early 1990s. And among the things he told me was he was concerned that African-American youth did not understand the struggles that his generation went through, and he didn't think they recognized the advances that the NAACP helped make happen. They were not as enamored with the organization. How true is that today?
I do think that you still do see a little bit of that today, but in the times of social media, we are able to spread a lot of information a lot quicker. I have seen a rise in just my years of being involved in the NAACP, a rise in youth leadership, youth activism, and different things of that nature. You do still, of course, see people who aren't necessarily aware of their history completely. But I think through our reach of social media, we are able to spread that story a lot quicker and get people a lot more engaged. And I think also with a lot of things of police brutality occurring, different things with that, Donald Trump, for example, being president of the country and having his racist comments that he makes, I think people are starting to be more in tune and look into their history a little bit more. So I do think that you still see a little bit of it, but I don't think that is as strong as it was many years ago, just because racism is now starting to be so much more overt instead of covert, like I said earlier, because Donald Trump is bringing out a lot more of that hate in America, and you have police officials who think they can do whatever they want and get away with it. And I think people are now, younger people especially, are seeing that they have now grown up and they're becoming the targets. They're starting to be a lot more affected by us. They're a lot more in tune with that history.
Well, what I hear you saying is the current political state of America actually is a recruiting tool for the NAACP.
I would say it is. Yes, people are a lot more willing to be involved when there's a lot more stuff happening, because they want to help be a part of that change that's occurring. Because when there's not much happening, a lot of people, I feel like there's going to be, of course, some people who are always going to be active no matter what. But I think when you see a lot of things start to occur, a lot of things start to happen back to back to back, and you still see the same result. For example, just the other day, Eric Garner's results came back and they decided not to indict the police officer. That right there recruited a lot more people, because a lot of that anger is built up because we keep seeing the same result over and over again. And that's starting to bring people out because they're tired of seeing the same thing and they want to be a part of the change and moving forward, making sure it doesn't happen in the future.
Yeah, let's just remind people who Eric Garner was. He was the one who was in a chokehold by police in New York City, and he kept saying, "I can't breathe, I can't breathe." And he ended up dying.
Yes, he died back in 2014, and just now in 2019, they're releasing the verdicts.
It's been a while since the NAACP held its national convention in Detroit. In fact, the last time, if my facts here are straight, you would have been about 8 years old. How does it feel to be hosting the NAACP in your home state these days?
I am super excited. I've been to a few different conventions. I've been to, I believe this will be my fourth national convention. So to see it come back in Michigan is like really unique to see. I can see all the different things that we tied in from other states and bring it back, and also being a part of the planning process and getting the word out and just letting people see the great things that Detroit and Michigan have to offer. And kind of being like, instead of being a tourist, I finally get the chance to be an expert of the area that we're in for convention. So it's really nice.
Being one of the planners, I was kind of curious, because in any established organization, there's a tendency to dismiss young people who have not yet, quote, paid their dues. How well do you expect older members and leaders of the NAACP to pay attention to what the young members of the organization have to say?
The older members actually pay attention to a lot of what we'll have to say. So for example, on our national board of directors, we have youth members that sit on there from across the country. We have one person from each region, and we have seven regions. So they actively are listening to our voices. And whenever the youth have to hear something, they are willing to listen to it. The National Youth Works Committee, for example, is a committee that was created to work underneath the national board of directors, specifically focused on the youth and college problems. The chair of our committee reports directly back to the president, CEO, and the chairman. And a lot of people that are higher up, that are older, that have been throughout the organization for many years to come to our events. They support us. They hear our voices. And whatever they want, that whatever we want to happen, they listen to us. They try to make it happen. So there's not very many people that are dismissive. They actually listen to us because they know that young people were the groundwork. They were the power behind a lot of the civil rights movements when they were those young people in those civil rights movements back in the 60s. So to kind of like see them empowering us is a really nice thing, because it's kind of coming full circle around again.
There will be a youth and college public mass meeting on Sunday. What's the purpose of that gathering?
So the youth and college public mass meeting is similar to the public mass meeting that is hosted where all attendees are able to come, adults and youth. But the youth night is really focused primarily on youth and college function. So we do have older members that come once again to just encourage and listen to us. This year we're focusing on a Black agenda. So looking at different policies that impact the youth and different things that we want to see, and then working to write policies for those changes that we'd like to see throughout. But it really just is to let the youth have that moment once again, like I said, have that moment to get our voices out there, get our concerns out there, and really just connect with each other.
What is the most important issue, the most critical issue that the NAACP needs to address at this convention?
I think, well, there's so many things. you can touch off of Michigan. I think being in Michigan, I think one thing that really needs to be addressed that we have been addressing is environmental and climate justice, not just with the Flint water crisis that happened, but the water crisis within the Detroit public schools that happened with lead in their water. I think that's a really important thing just because Michigan isn't the only place suffering from it. There are also a lot of other places that just aren't getting the publicity that Flint got with their water crisis. And also coming up on the 5th year anniversary of the Flint water crisis, being in Michigan will be really important. But like I said, we have been working on that. I think voting is also something that's really big, especially with the 2020 elections coming up. And we've also worked to touch on that. We have a presidential forum that will be happening on Wednesday. And we have 8 different Democratic presidential candidates coming to speak at that event. Donald Trump, unfortunately, declined our request to come and speak to the audience. But we do have that. I think getting those information out there so we can have informed votes to have a better government system moving forward in the future, I think is really important to address at this convention when we have a large gathering of civil rights organizers together.
Kyra Mitchell is the National Youth Works Committee appointee and Youth Vice President for the Michigan State Conference of the NAACP. The NAACP's National Convention is being held in Detroit starting this weekend. Kyra, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much.